You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So the JSE starting the new week, the shortened holiday week, of course, on a downbeat note. The All-Share Index finishing down just over 1%. Most of the pressure was on industrial stocks. That index finishing 1.4% lower. Mining shares and financial shares also showing losses. I'm not too sure if it was as a result of the Springboks not doing their best, in some people's views, of course, or because there's other bigger, more important factors at play beyond sports that moves markets. Galk Lowe, the wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on the show for more. Is this the Springboks, Skalk?
Fifi, the green team won. not the Springboks at all. Hi, Fifi, how you been?
Long time no good. Speak. It has been a long time. I hope you
way
had a good long weekend.
It was fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. Besides the Springboks, as you mentioned, but we're not gonna mention
that.
Done
again. Well. They've done well so far, right? I mean, I suppose you can't win them all.
It was a phenomenal game. We were on the wrong side of the scoreboard in this one, but this is not the first time we've lost in the playoffs and then eventually end up winning the World Cup. So let's hope history repeats itself this time around. Speaking about history repeating itself,
sure.
Markets are extremely worried that history do repeat itself.
In what way?
Yeah, I think we now currently, I mean, Jamie Dimon, now for the listeners out there that don't know him, he's the chairman and CEO, current CEO of JP Morgan Chase, he was quoted, said the world may not be prepared for a worst case scenario of the Fed raising rates to 7% along with stagflation. Now, this is where the history repeating itself. I mean, people are starting to talk. I mean, we've had this conversation. Fifi, I remember, I think, recall about 18 months ago, you know, we had an interview where we talked about stagflation. For the listeners out there that don't know what stagflation is basically just the economic term for a simultaneous event where the economy slows down. You don't have any GDP growth, high unemployment rate, and then rising prices, aka inflation. Now, we know that the US, we've seen the growth sort of tapering off there. They don't have any unemployment problems yet, but inflation seems to be the main topic again. We're looking at an oil price. I mean, today, my Bloomberg were running behind me, and every second or third word I can hear is just oil price and $100 and oil price $100. Not a good thing. Market really spooked, especially after Powell last week hinted, being very, very, very hawkish, saying, "Well, this might not be the last we might not see the end of interest rate hikes for the U.S. And that really spooked the market. I mean, bonds in the U.S. are pretty much collapsing as we speak.
So if you believe that worst case scenario to be true, what then do you do to protect your investments as much as possible?
Yeah, okay. now there's going to be a lot of people. Here we go again. I mean, gold. Mm. You're making me old. No, it's not. I mean, gold. You need to look at gold. It's been a very solid inflation hedge. And people, listen. I love gold, but I don't have a lot of gold exposure. I don't even have 10% of my portfolio exposed to gold. Although it's actually shown statistically, if you brought in some gold into your portfolio, mix it up with normal equities, it does provide some sort of inflation hedge and just some sort of crash hedge into your portfolio. Back to where we are, I think you need to be very defensively positioned. And what I'm referring to that, it's not just gold. I mean, you need to look at what's the companies that are dropping off. You just mentioned it. Industrials are dropping off. More specifically, it's the consumer discretionaries. That's really hurting today. And not only our Richemonts and Naspers, it's globally. I mean, when you look at the index that is currently seeing that the biggest hurt as we speak, it's consumer discretion. Just telling us, the investors are worried about this high inflation environment and what effect that can have on these luxury type of goods, these nice to haves. go back to your need to haves. You need to look at your staples. People still need to buy food. They still need their health care. It's sad to say, but I mean, British American Tobacco Company, people will still keep on smoking. So, yeah, sure. I think just need to look at your positioning in your portfolio, and be prepared. I mean, don't overextend yourself, because I don't think the bad times in markets are over yet.
I mean, talking about the need to haves, I think that it is significant, the fact that Pick and Pay finishing up 3%. We need food. Spar also finishing up to the positive, up 2%. We need food and all the other stuff that they sell, and even Dis-Chem. I mean, we need pharmaceuticals and medicines and all of that they do provide over the counter, and as well as prescriptions. But I want to go back to your comment around gold. Gold, don't make me old. interesting update coming from Sibanye Stillwater. UBS, I see, has increased their a stake in Sibanye Stillwater to just over 5%. We also had an announcement from AngloGold Ashanti today. It's official. They're listing on the New York Stock Exchange. It's official. They're hoping to do a whole lot of things, including raising a lot more money from investors with deeper pockets than they had here in South Africa. What about gold mining stocks? Would you be plowing into those as a form of protection in this current environment?
So firstly, just cards on the table, disclaimer time. I'm invested in gold, and funny enough, I'm invested in Anglo Gold as we sit here. So yes, I think these gold mines are, you know, even at the current softer gold price levels, are really cash flush. I mean, they're sitting with very, very little debt, and I mean, this is the healthiest I've seen, you know, these gold mines ever. Talking about Anglo Gold, I mean, you just alluded to it. I mean, they've got their primary listing now on the New York Stock Exchange. Listeners out there that invested in Anglo Gold, don't be worried. I mean, your ordinary shares will now be converted to the let's call it the depository shares, because the main or the ordinary shares will now be a New York Stock Exchange. This is good for Anglo Gold. It's sad. I mean, I must say, it's another one bites the dust. Mm-hmm. Another one of our darlings now, you know, got that primary listing abroad. Mm. Just note that Anglo Gold haven't been, you know, don't have any South African mines anymore. So this is just a natural progression. And as you mentioned, this is going to be positive. Remember, this inclusion in the US indices now will attract, you know, new money. You know, it's new money from large and ordinary and pension funds, and also, you know, this change, you know, in the primary listing could bring, you know, more mergers and acquisition opportunities for the company. So, yeah, I think in general, it's been a very positive move. And let's see, you could see today, I mean, Anglo Gold were just negative territory in a declining gold environment, while Gold Fields and Harmony were down 2%. So naturally, I think the shareholders like the move.
I mean, talking about a positive trend, let's talk about Bytes, the best performing stock in the JSE by far, just under 10%. Higher at the close, big contrast to the lower close of the JSE all in all. Bytes, are you biting into that one, or dialing into that one, or putting Pun that intended. One in your cloud?
Yeah, that's I think definitely one not I'm invested in. It's a very interesting company. You mentioned today's movement. I just looked at year to date, the share price is up 55%. Sure. We've been really rewarding investors lately. They just came out with a trading statement today, and mentioning that they gross profit, you know, all those looking to be growing at double digit figures. So that's what they mentioned. They mentioned that the net cash position, you know, £51.3 million. Now, for the investors out there, want to do the conversions, 1.2 billion rand. And on a 27 billion market cap company, I mean, that's a company that's really, really cash flush. And that's after now paying the £30 million pound dividend. So I mean, this is a really, really positive move for this company, and showing that they're going from strength to strength. Unlike Ascendis, oh man, this is a bad one. Another trading statement. It's a sad story, this one as well. I mean, I hate making the joke, but you know how to make a small fortune, you just have to put a large one in Sanders 5 years ago.
Mm.
Because, I mean, 5 years ago, this company was trading at 10 Rand per share. Today, after the trading statement, closed at 69 cents per share.
Mm.
Again, I just mentioned headline loss is going to be between 35.7 and 43.6 cents. So still making a loss, but yeah, I just mentioned it's sort of on the bright side. It's a little bit better than the loss they made over the comparative period last year, you know, 80.9 cents loss. So hopefully for all shareholders, let's hope that they can, you know, improve this company even further and hopefully make some profits in the near future.
Another stock that has, you know, strengthened or gone from strength to strength, particularly in the past year, I'm just looking at OUTsurance, up just over 36% since January, coming out with an interesting announcement. Today, they are awaiting approval from the South African Reserve Bank as to whether they can pay investors. I'm not too sure if this is one that you hold, a special dividend and the like. The stock was down a little bit more than the flattest finish that it ended the day on. Just your take on OUTsurance.
Oh, man, this is the one that got away. I'm going to be crying myself to sleep. It's really, I mean, the company year to date, 36%. I mean, this is not a, I don't want to call bites, you know, small, but I mean, comparatively, this is a major company in South Africa, and to be growing investors, investments, but 36%, you know, year to date, that is really, really great. Came out of Rand Merchant Bank Investments. So that was, I think that's last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. It's quite recent.
That we're converting. But I mean, looking at their most recent results, which was their first official, let's call it, full year results, I was mightily impressed. I mean, you can clearly see that they've got direction. Management seems to be, you know, having everything under control. So I mean, yeah, definitely looking at this. Price wise, it's let's call it 22 PE. Maybe just a little bit too rich for my liking now.
Yeah, because, you know, you didn't see it when it was to your liking. As you say, it got away. And now, look, it's out of your league. No pun intended. Skalk, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Great catching up with you as always. Skalk Lowe, the wealth manager over at PSG Old Oak.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.